Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In the last half hour, we've heard from the Prime Minister on the build up to what might be war in Ukraine.
Thank Melinda, our ambassador in Kiev. I want to thank our wonderful staff there. They've done an outstanding job in a very difficult time. And we do think it prudent to make some changes now. The intelligence is very clear that there are 60 Russian battle groups, about 60 Russian battle groups on the borders of Ukraine. The plan for a lightning war that could take out Kiev is one that everybody can see. We need to make it very clear to the Kremlin, to Russia, that that would be a disastrous step. And so what we're saying is that the UK is leading on creating the package of economic sanctions, working with our partners around the world. I might be talking to them this afternoon, this evening, talking to colleagues in other capitals and in Washington. But we also need to get over the message that invading Ukraine from a Russian perspective is going to be a painful, violent and bloody business.
That's the quote from the Prime Minister, a painful and bloody business. Let me bring in Simon Marks, who's waking up to a Washington that will no doubt be alert to these developments overnight. And quite a lot of detail from the British Prime Minister, Simon, as to the size of the threat, as he sees it, which Russia has amassed on the border.
Yeah, well, it's a new week and it's a new dawn, Martin, I think, in terms of the situation with regards to the possibility of a Russian invasion of Ukraine. President Biden spent his weekend at Camp David with his national security advisers. Over the weekend, the State Department began the drawdown of staff from the U.S. Embassy in Kiev, which even as late as Friday, they were saying they were not ready to announce. We've also seen a travel advisory go out telling all Americans in Ukraine that now is the time to avail themselves of commercial airlines and other transportation opportunities to get out of the country. So these are now two governments, the US and the UK, who appear to have concluded that what the Americans said over the weekend could be a significant military operation by Russia against Ukraine is approaching. President Biden is considering the deployment of up to 5,000 US troops in the Baltic states and other parts of Eastern Europe as NATO takes moves to send additional equipment into the region. Over the weekend, Secretary of State Antony Blinken was interviewed on CNN and was asked why the United States is still threatening economic sanctions against Russia rather than simply imposing them.
The purpose of those sanctions is to deter Russian aggression. And so if they're triggered now, you lose the deterrent effect. The choice is Vladimir Putin's, and the paths are clear.
Problem, of course, is that it seems increasingly clear what choice Vladimir Putin is making. The Russians over the weekend again insisting in state media reports that Ukraine is not what this is all about. They say they're trying to secure the attention of the Biden administration for an all-encompassing security discussion that includes, of course, those Russian demands that the doors of NATO membership be permanently closed to Ukraine and its other former Soviet neighbors, including Georgia and all the other now independent countries that used to make up the Soviet Union. On Capitol Hill, you can hear attitudes hardening. Mike McCall is the Republican senior figure on the House of Representatives Foreign Affairs Committee. He spoke yesterday to CBS News.
This president has made so many concessions with nothing in return. That's why Putin smells weakness. This has been a passive deterrent. Right. I mean, I don't see Putin changing his course of action.
So the Republicans certainly not providing the Biden administration with very much wiggle room in terms of policymaking as we go forward. And I think the overwhelming sense here, Martin, is that for months, ever since he arrived in the presidency, Joe Biden absolutely did not want to be distracted by Vladimir Putin. He wanted to focus relentlessly on the country's domestic difficulties, COVID-19 and the economy being top of the list, of course. But what Vladimir Putin has successfully done already, just by massing those troops on the border and by drawing up those invasion plans that the Prime Minister was outlining there, is he has absolutely forced himself onto Joe Biden's agenda. And he's making it very clear that he is not going to allow Joe Biden's attention to drift away from the region and the threat that now exists to Ukrainian sovereignty.
So we've been reporting this morning a modest ramping up of the odd airplane here, the boat movement there. We've got the British deployment of their weaponry and so on and so forth. Interesting that the Prime Minister in that interview referred to the fact he'd be talking to NATO partners during this afternoon and into the evening. So I wonder what he may be saying to Joe Biden, that whether you like it or not, Mr. President, you know, Mr. Putin has succeeded in getting our attention. What do we do about him?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think geography matters in all of this as well, because, you know, sitting here in Washington, D.C., Ukraine is an awfully long way away. But sitting there in London or in Paris or in Berlin, and particularly for Germany and other countries in Europe that are reliant on Russian energy exports in the midst of winter, you know, Ukraine is a lot closer and certainly feels a lot closer. We saw the Polish foreign minister a few days ago after that series of attempted negotiations with the Russians in various European cities, saying that he believed that the continent was now closer to war than at any point in the last 30 years. President Biden himself last week said a Russian invasion of Ukraine will be the most consequential event in Europe since the end of the Second World War. But the real question for the Biden administration, and it will be being asked by America's European partners, is just how far is Joe Biden willing to go to defend Ukrainian sovereignty? He's made it apparent he's not talking about putting American boots on the ground in Ukraine. Some more lethal aid from the United States, military supplies, arrived in Ukraine over the weekend. But those are supplies for the Ukrainians to use. They're not supplies for American forces to use in any kind of confrontation with Russia. So if you're President Volodymyr Zelensky, and you heard last week the President of the United States trying to distinguish between a minor incursion into your sovereign territory or a major invasion, a distinction that Joe Biden then had to row back because there was so much anger about it over the hours after he made those comments at a White House press conference. If you're President Volodymyr Zelensky, you've got to be wondering, when Joe Biden says he stands shoulder to shoulder with the Ukrainian government and is determined to act to protect Ukraine's sovereignty. At the moment, it's clear that there are enormous limits in what the United States is planning to do, and the intensity of the focus is those crippling economic sanctions that the president insists he's going to unleash against Russia. But the U.S. government's never quite able to answer the question, why would this round of sanctions constrain Russian behavior when the sanctions that Barack Obama, with Joe Biden at his side in 2014 and 2015, unleashed against Russia after the annexation of Crimea, does not appear to have left the Russian president thinking twice about whether to mass 100,000 troops on his country's border with Ukraine. So these are dire straits now that everyone is heading into, and I think certainly we're in for some quite unexpected developments in the days and weeks ahead.
Simon Marks, live for us in Washington, D.C. Thank you.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.